In Dawson, in the years between 1925 and 1934, it was the first home camera that was ever in the North, and the pictures are all in black and white.
Okay.
There are just bits of and pieces of film here, and they have not been edited and have not been put into chronological order. I'm Kathleen Wheeler in 1994, showing these pictures for the museum in Whitehorse. These pictures were taken showing the old buildings on Main Street. Harry Menzies was school superintendent up there for a number of years. One summer he spent with Frank Ray out on the trap line, helping him up the McQuestion River. The next few pictures will be taken at the McQuestion River. Note the bear that was caught on the tree and it fell in this picture. Frank Ray was an old-time trapper up there, and Harry Menzies had a lovely summer working with him.
Just give a comment on these as we go.
It's all in the question, and really I don't know much. I wasn't there and I don't know much about it. Leave off with some of that. It's not terribly interesting. Keeping on this.
Yep, the tape is running. If you have some comments, go ahead.
I haven't heard a thing. There, the first of the caribou run in the fall. This is back on the Yukon River. Massive herd of caribou trying to climb that steep hill. A bear in the distance.
Blowing the heads off bears.
I don't know who those are. Well, the polling is up in the question, which comes to more films than the question, really. Caribou on the Yukon. Approximately 1926. Well, those are American tourists. I don't even remember their names. I believe they never have massive crossings of caribou there anymore. The mothers always crossed the water with the babies upstream so that the current couldn't get them away from her. We took a lot of caribou film.
These are all the same caribou or different caribou?
Well, they're all taken different days, years apart, some of them. They run like that a whole week of just the caribou, massive herds of caribou crossing the river.
What's this?
That's a little caribou whose mother had been shot, and they brought her into town and raised her on a bottle. The huskies were very interested, and you had to watch them in case they would hurt the caribou.
Where are we?
This is one of the dredges, the old dredges up there that is now out of operation. The bucket chain is going up, filled with debris that contains gold. It empties the contents at the top of the thing and it falls down and it is the gold goes to the bottom of the mat and the big rocks and gravel are discarded into the tailing piles. That's where our piece of massive ivory came from. Hmm. I don't know who any of those men are now, so long ago.
Okay.
I hope to. This is the Mounted Police team, the dog team. They had the best in the city of them, beautiful dogs.
Okay, explain this one.
This looks to me to be Discovery Date, with all its antics, followed by a parade of the Yukon Pioneers.
Okay,
well, I don't know what that is.
Back
again to the McQuestion River, where they're poling the boat up a very rough current.
Who would these people be, do you know?
One would be Harry Menzies, superintendent of schools, spending his holiday with Frank Ray. Another would be Frank Ray himself, and I don't know who the third was. Frank Ray had been to town to get his year's supply of provisions.
This one's on the tape, you can just say what it is.
No, it looks like your dad out fishing.
Pause.
Yukon Order of Pioneers Parade. All those men have passed into history now, and their sons and daughters have to carry on the parade on August the 17th to this day. These men all came in over the trail of 98. There's a Bank of Commerce in the background. That's George Black, Speaker of the House of Commons, and Harry Menzies, the Superintendent of Schools.
Who are these people?
Well, Harry Menzies again. I don't know who they are. They're old timers that I can't even remember. There's Frank Lee. There's the ferry crossing the river at Dawson. There was no motor in that ferry. It went over by river power. I think that's the Hazel B. One of the privately owned boats there. And I don't know what that is now. It's at the foot of the slide near the hospital. That's one of the boats.
Yes.
Way in the distance is St. Mary's Island. Here comes one of the steamboats pushing a barge upstream.
Where are you going with that?
To Whitehorse. Can you see the name of the boat anywhere?
Not yet. Casca.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. With your old stern wheeler. Hmm. quite frequently we would put our rowboat onto that boat, and the last boat in the fall, and take a ride up the Yukon River, get off at some sandbank farther up, and float back down home.
Yeah, let's cut this. Need some comment here.
I don't remember who these people are. I wish somebody did know them. They had to land on the ice of the river. It was hard to find a place smooth enough to land. There's a ferry tower.
Do they bring in supplies or mail or what?
Yes, they would. They didn't usually bring in mail to Canada, but they would pick things up in Skagway, such as fresh produce for us. It was the only time we had a head of lettuce or a fresh cabbage. This pole was put into the middle of the ice early in November, in preparation for the ice break up in the spring. At the top of the pole, a rope ran from there to the Jenneret jewelry store on the bank. When the ice moved out in the spring, it didn't remove very far before it pulled the rope tight, and it stopped the clock in the jewelry store, and that was the official hour of the ice breakup in the spring. The first year I was in there, the ice broke up on the third day of May. That's the Mounted Police. They've been up to check on some of the prospectors, and that one evidently was dead. That's your dad's dog. Is this the Queen of Yukon?
Don't think this is the Queen of Yukon. Another one. Wrong. It is.
Is it? Oh, yes. That is the Queen of the Yukon was a plane that was bought by a friend of mine who used to be with the Mounted Police, Andy Crookshanks. It was his first flight in his own plane. He ran that plane between Whitehorse and Dawson for about 2 years. He had a government contract to carry mail between the two cities. After that, he sold out his business and went to Edmonton, where he became a bush pilot flying north of Edmonton, and crashed about 1935. That's the ferry tower and the cable going to the other side. It must have been a hazard to the plane. But not any of those people. That was the only way you could go from Dawson to Whitehorse in the middle of the winter. There was no boat, and at that time there was no airplane. They had to go in those trucks, and it was a very cold journey. These pictures are of the ice break up in the spring. That's the Klondike River. The old Royal Alexander Hotel, very famous in the days of 98.
Tappan.
I don't, this is...
Firewood?
Yes, firewood.
Cordwood.
Yeah, I'll leave it in. Mm-hmm. Looks interesting how it's done. Oh, I feel that at the end of the day. Back on the dredges?
Yeah, I think it is. It's a dark picture. I can't tell what it is. Yes, that's a dredge picture. There's the flume carrying water for the hydraulic mining.
This one looks so it's abandoned at that time, doesn't it?
That one's a dredges. And it was abandoned at that time. It was, look at the slant it's on. You'll probably see that one when you go up there.
Some of the skiff being unloaded.
Yeah, I don't know, I'm sure. That's the Bank of Commerce that went back under. People waving goodbye as they go up in the casket. Is she pushing a barge this time?
Doesn't look like it. Back to the dredges. Yeah.
Wonder why they thought the fire, the tower was so interesting.
Biggest thing in town.
No see in town.
Tell us what it is.
This is a celebration of the 17th of August. The celebration of the discovery of gold in the Yukon. There were always parades and picnics and contests of different kinds, ending with a big dance, the biggest dance of the summer in the evening. The ball game for the boys. That's the way they steered that thing. I really have no idea how to make this.
Mm-hmm.
There's this Dawson School. It's since burned down. Here comes my little class.
How many are in the school?
Eight classes of 35 each. I don't know what had the children out marching like that.
They look pretty good at it. Looks like they've done it before. Maybe it's just cold.
They go too fast for me to see who they are. Who's Sophie Russler? How are you meant to say?
He did slip. Was this the view from the school?
No, it's just back in Yukon River. I don't know why. Oh, the ice breakup probably.
Do you know what's happening here?
I think they're building a road. Your father must have been interested in that if he takes too much form of it.
We finally got it going. Well, it looks like the tread off a big machine that they're pulling. Mm. It's probably off one of the dredges. You see the...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So they've got two tractors pulling it. Must be spring, eh?
Thank you, Rick.
Okay.
Here's a sample of the hydraulic mining that was done up there. You got the water from the flume, and it's a tremendous force that washes away the side of the hill.
Do you know where this was taken?
I think it was up in Anza. No, that was taken up at the Wilson, Wilson claim. Billy Townsend and Mr. Wilson ran that. Look at the rubble coming down there. There they are, down at the dock, waving the boats away.
Would this be one of the last boats, or does this happen for every boat that goes
out? No, it was nearly always the last boat. There wasn't much going out in the summertime. A lot of coming in of tourists.
know where this is from?
No, I don't know. Example of Pastor Money. Blowing its whistle. That's probably a last boat. The snow is coming on the hills. There's the beautiful team of the mounted police. I'm in that sleigh and my little girl with me. I feel like waving back.
What's this?
This is the Pioneer Parade. On the 17th of August, which year, I don't know. Sometime between 1926 and 1934.
Pioneers are getting on.
Even their children are getting on, passing over now. There's not much of a parade left with anybody who lived in those days. See, we did have cars up there. Pretty old. They were young men then. We're still the pioneers.
They all have their hats off.
There's Mrs. George Black talking to them. What is that airplane hopping?
I don't know.